First up, though, the Government Accountability Office isn't sure the Veterans Affairs Department has the right people, skills, and attention devoted to removing VA health care from the high-risk list. VA still has more than 100 GAO recommendations that it hasn't touched, but the new VA leadership says this time things will be different. More now from Federal News Radio's Nicole Ogrisco.
The Government Accountability Office says it's offered to help the Veterans Affairs Department clean up its act and get moving on many recommendations for coming off of its high-risk list. GAO added VA healthcare to its biennial review back in 2015, but VA hasn't addressed at least 100 recommendations since then. A quarter of them have been open for 3 years. GAO's added 74 new ones since 2015. But GAO says VA hasn't taken the offer. Deborah Draper is Director of Healthcare Issues for GAO.
The Comptroller General met with the then Secretary McDonald 3 times in the past couple years. First was to tell them they were being put on the high-risk list. The second time was that they were not making progress. The third time was that they were not making progress, and then he offered the availability or access to subject matter experts within GAO that could help them with some of their initiatives, like contracting. We had a meeting in August between VA leadership and GAO subject matter experts, and unfortunately to date they really haven't taken us up on accessing our subject matter experts that could really help point them in terms of best practices. And we look across government, so we know what works well and what doesn't.
So which agencies would you point them to tell them to look at?
Well, it really depend on what the issue was, but we have pointed the group, Dr. Clancy's group, to the Department of Homeland Security, which we feel has done a nice job addressing the high-risk concerns.
VA leadership said it was interested in addressing the high-risk list back in 2015. VA set up a task force, working groups, and a governance structure to tackle GAO's recommendations. It also wrote an action plan, but it lacked a couple of key components. Here's Draper.
An analysis of the root causes for each of the categories of concern, a critical step to better understand why the problem exists and what specifically needs to be addressed. Reasonable timelines given the significant scope of the efforts needed. Clear metrics necessary for measuring and monitoring progress. And finally, the plan lacked an assessment of the resources needed for implementation.
GAO says yes, it's seen some progress from VA, but what it has seen isn't good enough. And even though the department said multiple times that it's taking GAO recommendations seriously, GAO just isn't sure.
We are very concerned about VA's exceedingly slow pace of progress. Unfortunately, as of today, VA is not much further ahead in addressing the concerns that led to its high-risk designation than it was 2 years ago. The lack of progress raises several important questions, including how seriously VA is taking this, whether the right people with the right skills are being tasked to address the high-risk concerns, and whether the overall responsibility for achieving removal from the high-risk list is at the right organizational level within VA.
New VA Secretary David Shulkin met with Comptroller General Gene Dodaro and his team earlier this month. Carolyn Clancy is the Deputy Undersecretary for Health for Organizational Excellence at VA.
Mr. Chairman, transformation is a marathon, not a sprint. It takes several years to turn any organization around, and we're acutely aware that most of the candidates on GAO's high-risk list have taken multiple years to meet that requirement. Secretary Shulkin is absolutely dedicated that we do this as rapidly as possible.
VA has too many policies, and that's part of the problem. The Veterans Health Administration had more than 800 policies 2 years ago. Half of them were expired. It took the department about 340 days on average to produce or change these policies. Clancy says that's changed. VHA now has a leaner process to develop new policies. Stakeholders meet every 2 weeks to talk about them. There's now 650 policies. Training has been another problem. Michael Missel is the VA Inspector General.
Inadequate, lack of, or incorrect training provided to VA staff responsible for scheduling appointments. As we have stated in reports that have been issued since the allegations at the Phoenix VA healthcare system surfaced in April 2014, the lack of training for schedulers, the lack of understanding of the process by their managers, and in some cases, the disregard of VA scheduling policies created a system where services have not been provided timely, and in some situations, wait times were not accurately portrayed.
But members of Congress are still concerned, and they want to make sure VA leaders treat the department's inspector general and GAO as helpful assets. Senate Veterans Affairs Committee ranking member John Tester.
Oftentimes, it doesn't matter what business you're in. You want to do what you've been doing, and because it's just moving right along, and you got other things to think about. But Mike Missel, we spent a long time getting you confirmed as IG, and that's bad on us, by the way. You should have been confirmed a long time ago. But now that you're in there, I would hope that the VA treats him with the highest of respect and integrity, because I believe he's a man of that quality. And it's the same thing with the GAO. Gene Dodaro, your boss, is a fine, fine man and has incredible respect within the Senate. And I would just say that when they come forth with the recommendations, even if you don't like them, then tell this committee that you think they're wrong, and then we can bring them in and talk to them some more. And if you think they're right, fix it.
In Washington, Nicola Grisco, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.